is a very real thing for us all to some extent. The fear of failure, success, pain, judgment, rejection, or letting others down can hold us back from achieving what we want in life. We hope that after this episode, you'll realize that the tools for getting past your fears are already within you. We just need to learn how to utilize those tools. Zig Ziglar once said that fear means two things: forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. Obviously, we're here to talk to you about fear. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Tiffany.
This is a really interesting subject because we've all felt fear in our lives. So what does fear mean to you? Is it the adrenaline-infused, excited feeling that wells up inside of you when you think the boogeyman is under your bed? Or is it that sweat you feel pouring down your neck when you're about to give a speech in front of a crowded ballroom? Or is it when you have to jump out of a perfectly good airplane with a very tiny parachute on just because your BFF dared you to? Fear is that and so much more. Procrastination or resistance is one way fear shows itself to us because we may not trust our own judgment or what results we'll get after we make a decision. The more we sit in those emotions, the worse that fear can become. Can we conquer our own fears if we face them head on, or is that perceived fearlessness just something that other people have and not us? All right, Jeanette, what are your thoughts on why some people seem fearless while others seem trapped?
I'm not sure anyone is fearless. I think fear is a pre-conscious biological function more than an emotion. But I agree there are some people who seem to have practiced and developed the skill of, I guess, doing while they're feeling fear. I would think of it that way. And that allows them to feel fear, act, behave, accomplish, and maybe that's why we see it as fearlessness.
Yeah.
What's the John Wayne quote? Courage is being scared to death, but saddling up anyway. And maybe that's what more people have just developed. Not more people, but those people that seem fearless, maybe they've adopted that for themselves.
Right. To stare it down, you know, and just take it on.
Exactly.
And I love that quote because it's John Wayne.
Yes, of course. The key point and tool here is it's a practiced and developed skill. It's not something anyone should expect themselves to be naturally good at. You know, evolution wouldn't be what it is if fear wasn't a biological function. Obviously, our ancestors stayed alive for us to be here, and they probably did a lot of that through their own fear. Those who feel or live as if they are stuck in fear, to me, they have just spent more time practicing fearful habits instead of feeling fear and acting accordingly, you know, toward a goal. Some people feel fear and allow that to stop them. And I think it's just developed and practiced skill. If someone wanted to practice behaviors which seem more fearless, obviously they can begin by simply choosing a goal, breaking the goal down into tiny steps, and committing to take a step maybe every single day in that direction. I think that they would be able to develop the ability to act even while they were feeling fear by doing so. There is no way to subvert the fear, but with the personal commitment, those tiny steps can be taken every single day, even when fear is present. People only fail when they believe that any feelings of fear means that they are doing something wrong, maybe doing the wrong task or heading the wrong direction. A lot of people, when they feel fear, they use that as a sign that they need to turn a different direction, when in reality, it's more like working through fear would be more advantageous for them than for them to turn and make a complete direction shift. I think it would help people accomplish goals more if they used fear as a moment to let themselves know there's just work to be done there and not turned a different direction because of that fear also.
Right. And having a healthy fear obviously is a good thing. Such as having fear of something that can hurt you. Now they say, well, yeah, jumping out of a perfectly good airplane could possibly hurt you. And I use that as just an example only because that's one thing everybody says, I'll never do that. Why would I ever want to jump out of a plane? So it's funny. But if we respect the potential of danger, you know, or certain adventure that could be hurtful if it makes us too nervous, that's fine to have that respectful fear, but don't not go into the world, go out in nature, jump out of a plane, try things that are new, try for that job, whatever it is. Don't not do those things because of fear, because then you'll never conquer it and never really stretch your comfort zones. That I found this quote that I thought was really interesting. It's self-delusion is not going to protect you from discouragement, depression, or anxiety. Individuals become fearless only when they accept their own weakness and as a result, learn to deal calmly with stressful situations. Do you think, Jeanette, that people who live in fear every day can overcome that fear? And how can one overcome their fears that have been there forever?
Well, again, it's interesting because I'm not so sure that fear needs to be overcome exactly. To me, it has, there's a lot of similarity between it and grief in the sense that if you lose someone you love, that will never not be sad. I mean, that's just always going to be a sad thing for you. You will never not feel the loss or feel that kind of sadness. You just learn to live around the feeling.
Yeah.
And I think fear is the same thing. Since it really truly is nothing more than an innate biological function, we don't really need to overcome it. We simply learn to live around the feeling and act accordingly, you know, act toward our goals, act toward things. The most surprising thing to me that I realized as I was asking myself some questions about fear is if you break down all those things like jumping out of an airplane, you know, the job that you want, starting a family, you know, those moments where we feel the most fear, fear really is only pointing to something being unknown.
Right.
Like in this moment, that's unknown. And in this moment, there's a decision that needs to be made instantaneously. Do I want to make that unknown thing known? Or do I just want to leave it unknown and back away and go do something else? You know, because we have that choice.
Right.
And if we really allow that to kind of sink in, that understanding, it changes the game completely as far as how we move, where we move, why we move. All of those intentions and everything behind that start to change. Because if you've never had kids, you know, sometimes people just get pregnant and you wing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you have the ability to make the decision, a lot of people won't even decide to have kids because it's unknown. It's right. Scary. Yeah. I don't know how much it's going to cost. I don't know how to do that. What kind of mother am I going to be? There's all these things that start to come up. It's just unknown.
Yeah.
And if you want to make that unknown known, you just have to go anyway. You just have to do that anyway.
Right.
And I think to me, that was the most surprising thing to come to understand while I was trying to process through just what exactly is fear?
Right.
What does it mean?
Yeah.
And if that's all it is, I mean, really?
Yeah.
You know?
And how it's interesting when we sit in our own fear. I don't know about you, but for me, I'm kind of the kind of person that's always talking to myself and encouraging myself and just trying to like, okay, you got this, we can do this, and just kind of be my own cheerleader, which is what we're supposed to do. And sitting in that fear and trying to overcome it. And then at the end of it, you look back and after you did the deed, whatever it was, or you had the baby or you, whatever it was, and you look back and you're like, was nothing.
Yeah.
Why did I get myself so worked up?
And sometimes the best parts of life.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And the fact that we sit in it and we stew and we worry and we stress and we talk like negatively and like, oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. Or it won't work out. Or I'm not smart enough. I'm not this, I'm that. And it's like, man, if you just could just walk through it and get on the other side, you'll look back and go, well, that was nothing. Here I got myself all spun up over this thing that I ended up kicking ass at. And I'm thinking, well, girl, you got this, you know, and then that just builds. There's a momentum that builds up. And the more that you stretch out, conquer those fears, baby steps, like we mentioned, baby steps, you know, make it palatable, make it, you know, baby steps to where, okay, that one's attainable. Let's make this little, I'm going to conquer that fear, make this goal, and I'm going to go towards that one. And each step you go forward and conquer these little fears, it just adds to the momentum of just building. And then pretty soon you're really conquering some significant things. And it's, we have to be our own cheerleader.
Absolutely. And that's how we actually develop trust in ourselves as well. If we hit up against things and just keep backing away from them, there's that self-trust that just does not build. It's a muscle just like every other.
Yeah.
We have to build that muscle by hitting those fearful moments and doing the thing anyway, really processing through that. But then there's the biological research where they've shown that the body doesn't know the difference between anticipation, like excitement, and worry or anxiety, you know, like that fear and anxiety on the, it's the same
right.
biological response. So then again, it shows that that practice muscle, using that muscle and distinguishing between the two, acting anyway, could really build some foundation for your life,
yeah.
you know, for you to be able to move through those things.
Right. Yeah. I think it's just important. And I mentioned earlier about being our own cheerleader. It's important for us to cheer each other on as well.
I guess on the positive side, fear makes us more aware in situations. We have to analyze a little bit more when we hit those moments. I think it can create drive, you know, can Definitely. Kind of push us into doing something new. And from the perspective of it pointing to something that's unknown, I think that fear gives us the opportunity to grow and evolve on purpose. If we take that unknown and decide, I want that to be known.
As we've discussed today, fear is a very real thing for us all to some extent. The fear of failure, success, pain, judgment, rejection, or letting others down can hold us back from achieving what we want in life. We hope this episode has helped you realize that the tools for getting past your fears are already within you. We just need to learn how to utilize those tools. Thank you again for joining us for another episode of Mahogany and Willow.
Because there's always something important to talk about.